Welcome back, all the old faces. Shalom Aleichem to the new ones. Aisha Niknes. A woman is Niknes, you find no woman. B'shalosh Drachim. The word Niknes is very difficult. What it means, you're kind of an Isha. Every time we learn Kiddush, we have a hard time. What does it mean, Aisha Niknes? What are you kind of? When you get married, you give a woman kesef or bishtar, babia, and you're kind of a woman. You kind of means you get something. What do you get when you get married? What exactly do you acquire? What is it? What does it mean, Niknes? Kind of. You don't own the woman. There's no. The gufa isha is not owned by the husband. There's no ownership in her. Shabudim. It's true. When you get married, a woman is meshubet to you. There are certain things that she's meshubet to you, but a man's meshubet to a woman also. Just like she's meshubet to him, he's meshubet to her. What kinyan is there? What is the nickness? What is the lashon nickness? What does it mean? You're kind of something. What do you get? What do you have? What do you have when you get married? What do you have in the woman? What kinyan do you have? It's difficult to understand. Now, there are two mahalachim. One mahalach is to say that the lashon kinyan is lav dafka. It's a borrowed lashon. Because since we learned it out of kicha mistei Ephraim, so it's a borrowed lashon kinyan. It doesn't really mean kinyan. You don't really get anything. Or you can try to understand that you are kind of something. You're kind of... What are you kind of? The only difference between a man and a woman in marriage is that when a man gets married, the Torah allows him to take a second wife. And when a woman gets married, she can't marry anybody else. So if we're to understand that a man is kind of something, the kinyan would have to be in the kayach habaylus of the isha, the eligibility of marriage of the isha, the kayach ishus of a woman. Every woman who's not married, right now she has the bailus on herself. She can marry whomever she likes. That ability to get married, that we'll call it the ishus of the woman, that ishus is what a man is kind of. A man acquires, he's now bailum on the ishus of his wife. His wife will never be able to get married unless he lets. If he gives a get, or if he dies, she'll be able to remarry. But without that, without him, he's a bailam on that. He acquires somehow this kayach ha'ishus, the chelak ha'ishus of a woman. And perhaps we can understand that it's some type of kinyan. Rav Moshe, in the beginning of the Dibur Moshe, he in the first Rashi, Isha Niknes Labailo, which is a very strange thing that Rashi says. So Isha Niknes Labailo, I mean, I don't know to whom you would think. So he says something like this as a possibility. He has the kasha. What does it mean? What are you kind in a woman? So maybe ha'ishnit is labayla, that this shibud labayla, that is part of marriage, that's the kinyan that a man has. Now, the truth is that a lot of the Rosh Yeshiva like to learn that the lashon niknes is lav dafka, and it's not mamish, and it seems to be... I have one major difficulty with that, and that is from an Avnei Meluim. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if a man is megala das, that he would like to marry a certain woman. A man is talking, he says, I'd like to marry a certain woman. So one of his friends goes, and he says, I'll do him a favor. So he goes over to the woman, and he says, you know, he would like to marry you. So I want to give you Kiddushin, and you should agree to be Mekudeshes to him. And the man doesn't know about it. So Shulchan Aruch says it's a good Kiddushin. It's a good Kiddushin. It's really Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav. And you come back to your friend, you tell him, surprise, you're married. So it's Chal. It's an assumption that if he said he would like it, so it's Chal. So the Beis Shmuel says that Hu Adin Fakert. Let's say a woman says, I wish he would marry me. And someone goes to the man and says, you know, she'd like to marry you, and he does it. So Zachin Shleib Afana. So the Avnei Meluim in Simin Lamed Vav Sivkot and Beis, he disagrees sharply with the Beis Shmuel. He says he doesn't understand what he's saying. Are you comparing the man's chalik in marriage to the woman's chalik? Now, the Lashon that he asks, he says, a man is kaina. A man is kaina, he acquires something. So there's a parsha of Zachin L'Adam Shalai B'Fana. A woman is nikness, she becomes acquired. To become acquired, that you need shlichus. You have to make someone a shliach. I mean, shlichus needs das. And without das, there's no shlichus. So memeila, you can't do al zachin la'adam. You can't make a woman be married to a man. Now, that sounds like there's a kink. Avdim Elohim says, those who go with the mahalach, that kinyan is lav dafka, it's just, we do it with a ma'aseh kinyan. It doesn't sound that that's correct from this Avnei Meluim. Because the Avnei Meluim is saying that a woman is niknis, and the whole parsha of Zachin L'Adam doesn't apply, because a woman is niknis. It sounds that the Avnei Meluim understood that there's taka something which a woman gives away when she gets married. Now, if the Avnei Meluim's lashon would be that it doesn't work because it's a chayiv, and chavin la'adam. So you can come to me later and say, no, the Avnei Meluim said you can't do it. It's a chayiv for a woman because now she can marry no one else. But that's not what the Avnei Meluim says. The lashon of the Avnei Meluim is that it doesn't work because it only works for a kaina and not for a nikna. Now that's true, so then the Avnei Meluim apparently understood that there's some kinyan that's happening in marriage. And it's a little difficult to put your finger on what the kinyan is unless it's this nekuda. It's this nekuda that the ishus, her ability, her eligibility is what is suddenly is what she's giving away. Now, I'm not 100% free to understand, because I would have understood that it's dina yisr. A woman gets married, she can't marry anybody else. That's dina yisr. She's nervous, she's neshesish. But vice dois from the Avnei Meluim, and vice is in the Lashon Kinyan, that the man has some ownership, some bialus in her. And it seems like that's the correct mahalach to go. It could be the Beis Shmuel Takehel that there is no Kinyan. Maybe. But Avnei Meluim certainly seems to have understood that a man is kind of something in a woman when a man marries a woman. I think we had last year in Subis. The sheet of the Ktzais was that Zechia Zachin La'adam V'loi Zachin Me'adam. That the parsha of Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav is you can only do Zechia to give someone something. Even if it's a schus to take something away from someone, it doesn't work. Zachin La'adam, can only do Zechia to give someone something. And there's no parsha of Zechia Zachin Me'adam. We had it in Zachin 2 years ago by Chametz. You can't sell someone's Chametz to them Erev Pesach, the Ktzais held, even though it's a schus to sell it, but it doesn't work. Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, not zachin me'adam. You can't take something away from someone because it's a schus. So Avnei Meluim is going to Shitasa in the Ktzais, that zachin only works to give someone something and not to take something away. So clearly, it seems clear from Avnei Meluim, Avnei Meluim understood that a man has some type of a kinyan, something that he acquires in his wife. And what exactly it is, hopefully we'll get a better handle on as the parak goes on. But it's one of the difficult nekudis of the Mishnah is to taish the second word. What it means, nikness. What does it mean that there's a kinyan here? Well, what type of kinyan is exactly taking place? The truth is, if you look in Tosfos, Dibur HaMashal V'Kesef, even if you don't look at the Tosfos yet, it's a simple Tosfos. Taisus for Kesef Menolan, Gomer Kicha Kicha Mestay Ephraim, Taisus here some time I'm at Tarach Lachose, so if I'm at Kesef Ikri Kinyan, Iksiv Nasati Kesef Hasad Ekachmi Meni, Iksiv Hasad Ekon Avram, Inam Yisad Ekesef Yikdu, the Kesef is called Kinyan, Yesh Leimer, the Bachi Lai Sagi, Nihi the Kesef Hasad Ekri Kinyan, Kesef the Isha Lo Ikri Kinyan, Taisus is Taisus means this nekuda. The kesef ha-hasada is called a kinyan. That's easy. You're acquiring a field. The kinyan kesef is kinyan. You're getting something. But kesef the isha layakri kinyan. I would have said the kesef isha is different. You don't get the woman. What kind of kinyan is it? What does Taisus mean? Taisus means that I would think kesef avisha is not called kinyan because you're not getting anything. Kamash molan, that what? So here you could say the kamash molan that it's called kinyan and you're not getting anything, taka. Or that it's called kinyan, you are getting something. And Taisus, you can learn both ways. Taisus by marking this this nekuda difference. Yeah, the kind of satsma fits in well, that she gets herself back, she gets her ishus, her kayacha ishus back. And Rashi seems to be caught up in this. Rashi gets carried away here in the Mishnah. He keeps, just like the first Rashi, ishin nikmes labayla, so then kind of satsma, Rashi says, liyas b'shusa, linase la'acher. Again, it's hard to know what's the chiddush. Kind of satsma, liyas b'shusa, linase la'acher. It seems that Rashi again is saying that the kinyan is the ishus. And that's what Rashi's saying. Kainas atzma liyes b'shus l'nasayachah. She gets her kayacha ishus back. And then Rashi does it a third time. By hayavama niknis liyavam. Again. And bebiya liyes ki ishtay l'chol davar. Shem bar l'gar sha'achkach enet shichem en achalitza elegat. Again, Rashi's saying the kinyan is for the ishus. For her ability to remarry. Rashi keeps on talking about her ability to remarry. Right, there's a machlokes the sman the taz regarding kinyan kesef b'shlah. As you know, kesef is kind of by karka, and minatayr is kind of even metalfalim. If you want to buy a piece of property, and you go over to someone, you have an agreement to buy, to do a kinyan, so one of the kinyanim is kinyan kesef. When you give the kesef, the person can't back out of the deal. So if you have an agreement with someone to buy his property, if you don't make a kinyan, he could back out. He's not supposed to. If you give a word, it's supposed to be a word. But if he backs out, he can back out. If you didn't make a kinyan, kesef is kind of by karka. I tell you about metalfin. So there's a machlokes sman taz in how kinyan kesef works by karka. The Sma says that kinyan kesef works only with kesef pirayim, only with kesef that's being paid for the karka. Kesef pirayim. What does kesef pirayim mean? It means, let's say I'm buying a $1 million property from you. I have a business deal and I have an agreement with you and I'm buying it for $1 million. I say, listen, I don't want you to back out. I want to do a kinyan. So I take a quarter out of my pocket. I say, okay, you take the quarter in exchange for the quarter. Of course, I still have to pay you the money, but I want to make a kinyan on the karka. So here's 25 cents. With this quarter, I'm going to be kind of the karka. Does that work? Zok the sma, kesef only works if it's given b'teiras piroi, which means, if when I give you this coin that I'm giving you, the intention is that I'm going to take that off the price. I was supposed to pay you $500,000. Now I have to pay you, or I have to pay $1 million. So now the $1 million property, I'm only going to owe you $999,000, $999.75. If the intention of the kesef is not to be a pirai, it's just that it should be a kesef kinyan. The kesef should just be like when you give a handkerchief. Right? You do a kinyan, you give a handkerchief. The handkerchief is not deducted from the price. It's chalipin. It's a Maisa Kinyan. Zok the smat doesn't work by Kesef. Kesef Kinyan does not work. The only, if you give, like I say, a quarter just to do the Maisa Kinyan, and there's no intention that that should be deducted from the price as a piroin for the money I owe you, it's not kainav. Kesef is Zok the smat, it's only kainav, it's Kesef piroin. If the intention is that this money I'm giving you is payment for the property. It doesn't have to be full payment. It could be partial payment. But it has to be kesef pirayim. That's what the Smash says in Siman Kuf Tzadik, Sifkat Malif. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says it's not true. It does not have to be Kesef Perayin. Of course Kesef Perayin is Kainan. But it could be Kesef Kinyan as well. If a person wants to give the quarter just to do a Maisa Kinyan, just like he would give a handkerchief, he'll give a quarter, then that's also Kainan. This Maz Makar, that it has to be Kesef Perayin. Says, where do we learn Kinyan Kesef? From Stay Ephraim. Stay Ephraim, what did he do? He paid the money for Perayin. So just like by Ephraim, which is the Makar, that you kind of karka be Kesef, was Kesef Perayin, so it must be Kesef Perayin. Zokta Taz, no. I have a raya that it doesn't have to be Kesef Perayin. Because Ha'isha Niknis, Bekesef, Zokta Taz, what's Shayach Kesef Perayin? By Kiddushin. When you give Kesef Kiddushin, that's Perayin. You're paying. What Shavius are you buying? It's funny, the Taz's Lashon is, what Shavius is there to a woman? What value? There's a value that you're paying when you give money? When you give a woman a fruit and you marry her, there's some value to that. It's not a Kesef. There's no Shavius that you're buying. Memela, time is the Taz, that we see Kesef works by Kiddushin. So Karkach, when Kesef is kind, it's kind of even B'Toyres Kinyan, and Lav Dafka B'Toyres Perayin. So it's a kasha on the Sma. Lamaisa, the Sma holds is Kesef Perayin, and there are many Paiskim, the Ketzais, the Abimluim, Paskins like the Sma. But it needs a Hezber. What Kesef Perayin is there in a marriage? So comes the Avnei Miluim in the Siman Chav Tes, Sukkot and Beis. He's going on a different sugya in the Perek, but in the middle he says the Dibra Masala, I think Lanias Daiti. He explains the Tah, he explains the Sma. He says the Tah has a good kasha on the Sma. What Kesef Perayin is there by marriage? So Avnei Miluim says, no, there is a value. There's a certain shavius. There's a certain value. Whatever value you set, the woman says, I agreed to get married for a pruta. She wants to get married for a pruta. It's a pruta. She wants to get married for a dinner. It's a dinner. We're going to have later on Daf Yud Aleph that there were certain women that they wouldn't get married for Shava Pruta. They wouldn't get married only for a Tarkava to dinner. They wanted a certain amount. Today, most women, if under a chuppah a man tried to get away with being Mekadesh for a Shava Pruta, they wouldn't be happy. It's understood that you give a ring. You know, in the Torah, you could give anything. But there's a certain thing that's expected. A woman expects that for Kiddushin, she should at least get something. Now, Kiddushin Shtar, she doesn't get anything. She gets a piece of paper. But if you're Mekadisha with Kesef, she sets a value. Zakta Avnei Maluim. By Kesef Kiddushin also, there's a certain Shavius that we're talking about in the Kiddushin. And whatever value they set it at, that's what's being paid. That's Pshat. That's Pshat. Not in the Lord. Certain Shavius. What does it mean? That's what means the value. What does it mean there's a value? Value? What do you mean value? Pirayim. What do you mean Pirayim? I talk to people date. Sometimes the guy wants more than the girl. So the girl wants more than the guy. When they get married, hopefully you both want. What's Shavius? What does that anymore say? Everyone says, no, there's a certain Shavius. Whatever price you set, that's the price. What do you mean price? You understand? You understand what that anymore is saying? Certain price, there is a Shavius, and it gets a Perayin, and when you get married, it's the Perayin. You made up a price with her. You made up, and you get married, everyone knows you give a ring. So that ring is the Perayin. It has a Shavius. Rabbi Lum says that if you would make up to marry somebody with a ring and you forget the ring, and at the chasna you say, we forgot the ring, instead I'll be mekadesh you now with a pruta, and I'll give you the ring later. So that's Rabbi Lum says it wouldn't be a good kedusha. Because that's not kesef pirayin, that's kesef kinyan. You made up the marriage just for a ring, so you got to give the ring. If you want to give her a pruta, you'll make up later. You give her the ring minus a pruta, maybe. But the money has to be for the pirayin of what you made. But what does it mean, pirayin, in marriage? So it could be that the way we understand the kinyan of marriage, if we understand the Avni Balum the way we understood, that the man does get something. There is something in it. You know, they tell you before you get married that marriage is 50-50. Right? It's a two-way street. So first of all, don't believe it. Any married man will tell you that it's not, you know, it's not 50-50. But what the numbers are depends on the particular person. But Lamaisa, everything in marriage, the Maisa Kiddushin is equal, except that the woman gives up her ability of Ishus. If we understand that Shitas Avni Meluim, that Avni Meluim understands that a woman is makna something, what is she makna? Not her guf, she's not makna her body. She's not makna the fact that that Maisi Adel, Labayla, no. She's not makna that either. That's also two way. Just like a woman's Maisi Adel go to her husband, the husband's Mechayiv Mezainis to the woman. So it's a two way thing. So if we understand that there's such a thing, that a Isha Niknis, that there's some type of kinyan that a woman has, that she gives her husband, what does she give her husband? This Kayach HaIshus, this eligibility of that a woman is eligible to marry, and that the husband acquires that, so that could have a Shavius. A what Shavius? You say it's only worth a Shavu Pruta? No. You can sell a $1 million house for $500,000, it's also kinda. You can sell a $1 million house for $1. Whatever price you make up, that's the price. That's the price. So whatever price you set for this ishus of the woman, that's what the kinyan is happening with. So it would seem the Avni Meluim, Lishitasai, understands that something is happening. You could set a shavis to it. And the Mele, the shavis says, whatever you make up, and whatever you made up, that's what's kaina, and kachem advarim. So this is at least Avni Meluim's understanding of the Sma. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, will look the Evan Ozel in the beginning of Hilchus Mechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. He quotes the Avni Meluim and he disagrees with him. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see tomorrow a second mahalach in the Sma. But at least today, this is one mahalach we have in the kinyan of the